Anchorage to Meternet. Tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE or Net Control. So we'll begin the roll call portion of the net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Before we begin with EchoLink and RF stations, let's go ahead and knock out the pre-check-ins. So first on the list is W4FCM and N4IEI. That's Fred and Isla up in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight on the pre-check-in process. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up in Table Rock. K4XMR, Mail and Prosperity. KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. And W4MKH, Marshall and St. John's. KC4W, Mr. Bill and Anderson. So that's it for the pre-check-in. So let's move on to EchoLink stations. All EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina. No comment, no traffic.
KO4NUE, good evening, Chad and Miss Anna. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also 3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're in Liberty tonight. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, and all on the net.
4 Whiskey, November, Papa. Landing via EchoLink, Bahamas, in and out.
KO4NUE, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark, mobile in Simpsonville. And also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango, Papa. It's KN4HTP. I'll be listening for a bit, and 7-3 to the net.
Let's take a moment and recognize our EchoLink stations. First up on the list is Mr. John up in Brown Summit, KN4RJN. John, I hope your recovery's going well, and always nice to hear you check in on the RAGCHU with Miss Wendy. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS and his lovely little bride, K3JOY. That's Gary and Joy up in Liberty tonight. Appreciate y'all checking in with us tonight. KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon in the Bahamas. Wow, what a place to be. Oh, man, that's pretty neat. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark. And he brings along Miss Wendy, KN4HTP. Both are in Simpsonville. And I have y'all in and out tonight, Mark. Thank you for checking in with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Any more stations for EchoLink, please call KO4NUE or Net Control. So we'll move on to the RF portion. So tonight being Monday night, we begin with Echo through Hotel. Any stations with the suffix beginning with Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE or Net Control. Looks like we might have a short night tonight, especially on Echo through Hotel, but let's go ahead and get Mr. Gene and Taylor's Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Thank you for checking in with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net tonight, Gene. Are you mobile tonight, sir?
I'm in my house, but I'm using a portable rig. Normally, I'm actually portable, though, in my tent, but it's a little chilly to be in my tent, so I'm in my home.
Well, I thought maybe you were portable. I was going to tell you to be safe, but if you're in the house or tent, either one, be safe all around. How about that? So, all right. Any more stations for Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE or Net Control. To Lima, any stations with the suffix begins with India through Lima, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
Control. Sound, Kilo, Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, that's KG4, JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Getting you all the net, 73.
Net Control. Kilo, Foxtrot 4.
Charlie, Kilo, Tango, John and Hania 5. I'll just be short time. Good evening and good evening to everyone on the net.
QE. Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative in each one of you.
Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo, Steve and Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you. Good evening
to
all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Net Control. And Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, KO4, ISG, Danny, over here in Gastonia. Good night, good night. 73s.
NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. That's KO4. JKV, my name's Duncan, up here in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
It's a good group. So let's go ahead and back up and recognize these stations. So we'll get Mr. Dennis up in Gaffney, and that's KG4 JIA. Mr. John down in Honeypath, KF4 CKT. James in Tuxedo, KK4 JFO. Always nice to hear from Zirconia, James. KE4 IR, that's Mr. Steve in Inman. W4 IOE, Mr. Sid in Fletcher. KO4 ISG, Danny in Gastonia. And KO4 JKB, that's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. Hope you guys are doing well and thank you for checking in with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net tonight. Any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
KO4NUE, please check it for Lima Alpha Zulu. Jim in Simpsonville, negative and negative this evening. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
And let's get Mr. Jim in Simpsonville popped up on Echo Link. That's KK4LAZ. Appreciate you checking in and using the Echo Link for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. That's a pretty nice little system there, and nice to see people using it. So, okay, well, let's go ahead. One more call for India through Lima. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, or Net Control.
My check here, KO4
ISG. Did I not call you?
Some interference over here, so you might have had. I just didn't hear you, man. I apologize. Thanks for checking me in. attending on there. My apologies.
Well, I'm pretty sure I got you, but hey, we can fix that again. So let's recognize KO4ISG. That's Mr. Danny up in Gastonia. And I hope the interference didn't get you that time, Danny. So appreciate you checking in with us. All right, so we're going to move on to Mike through Papa. Any stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE or net control.
NUE? Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, all be negative and negative.
For NUE. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4, NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 73 to you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all in the net. I will be negative and negative.
UE. Yes, please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, Walt in Italy. Good to hear you calling the net tonight, but when you gonna let Miss Anna call the net? I'll be negative tonight, Chad. I just took my pills. I'll stick around to the rest of the net, but I'm gonna head up toward the bed. 7-3, buddy.
Hold on, let me back up. All right, so let's recognize Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brings along Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Miss Lorena. All right, so let me see where I am on the list here. KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont. Fred, man, you be careful out there on the road. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. It's always nice to hear your call come across the net. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt. Walt, I hope you're doing well, and appreciate you checking in with us. And Anna said she'd do the net next time. She's had a rough day at work today, so I'm doing it tonight. But appreciate you checking in with us, Mr. Walt. All right, any more stations for Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE or net control. So we'll move on to Quebec through Tango. Any stations with the suffix beginning with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE or net control.
KO4NUE. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm mobile, headed to the house. Got to call a sideband net in about 20 minutes. W2T.
We'll check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. KO 4, TJQ. Johnny and Campobello, negative and negative.
Please check in. Kilo November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo, Douglas Coy, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative.
UE. Check in Whiskey November 4, Sierra, Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Pack up and get Mr. Rusty. Rusty. WU2 Tango, mobiling around, and Rusty, you be safe out there while you're moving out and about in a vehicle. KO4TJQ, that's Mr. Johnny in Campobello. Appreciate you checking in with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, Johnny. And I just wonder how close we are together as far as geographically spaced, but I'll get with you later, Johnny. Appreciate you checking in with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And KN4SMK in Toccoa, Georgia. Sir, I did not get your name. Could you give me your name, please?
Delta Oscar Uniform Golf.
I got you in my log. Appreciate you checking in with us. And we'll move on to Mr. Chris in Lyman. A Whiskey November 4 Sierra. And KO4RAX. That's Mr. Jim in Dacresville. Any more stations for Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE or Net Control. This group, let me go ahead and check in my wife, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. She's sitting right here beside me. And I leave her out every time. So let me go ahead and recognize her. So there you go. All right, let's move on to Uniform through Zulu. Any stations with the suffix beginning Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
Zulu Hotel, Foxtrot, Keys, and Clumps. Good evening, Mr. Chad. You're right on the list. Just check me in and out.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Ron, and we're in Land Was. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Control. Kilo, Foxtrot 4, Yankee, Kilo, X-ray, Gary, and Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. Kilo 4, Z, Alpha, Whiskey, K4, ZAW. It's Amos, and I'm Mobile, headed to South Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73, and good evening to everyone on the night.
Back up and recognize Mr. Keith up in Columbus, KE4ZHF. How are you doing tonight, Keith? Appreciate you checking in with us. And Whiskey W4WOZ, that's Mr. Rod in the Land of Waz. Mr. Waz, when I came over there and picked up that stuff you put on the swap net, when I turned right out of your driveway, I could have swore I saw Dorothy clicking her heels and moving right across the sky. So it's always fun to hear you check in. All right, let's get Mr. Gary up in Easley, and that's KF4YKX. And Amos, I believe it was, in South Greenville. I got a little bit of noise, and I did not get your full call. I got K4Zulu, and that's all I got. Can you give me a call one more time, sir?
Roger that. Net Control, this is KO4Z Alpha Whiskey, K4ZAW.
I'd like to recognize Mr. Amos in South Greenville, mobiling around K4 Zulu Alpha Whiskey. Any more stations for Quebec through Tango, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control. Move to the last group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any stations with the call sign with the suffix of Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for picking it up tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
NUE. Ed, please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. 73s to everybody on the net tonight.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Name is Roland Pickens. negative and negative, and good evening to all.
Let's back up and recognize Mr. Dave, our net manager, W4DJW, and KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville, KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, and Mr. Roland, you don't even have to give your call with me. Just as soon as you key that radio, your radio has a distinctive sound. I know exactly who it is just as soon as I hear you key the mic. But we're going to recognize you anyway. So this is K1CJW, Mr. Roland and Pickens. And I hope you're having a wonderful night tonight, Roland. And I'll see you one day this week. I'm going to come by and visit with you again. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Delta? This is KO4NUE. Please call Net Control. Heard, so we'll go to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Zulu through Alpha. Any stations with the suffix beginning with Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. I say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson. Mobile in Greenville, en route to Spartanburg. Negative and negative. Over.
I can recognize Mr. Nelson. Mobile and round in Greenville. KO4GUN. That's a nice call sign you got there, Mr. Nelson. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
KO4NUE. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler over in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. 7-3 to everyone on the net.
Mr. Tyler. Oh, you got me. So, is it... Let me get your call. W4CTW. Is it Taylor? No, I'm sorry. It's Tyler in Taylor's. Okay, I got it. My bad. Okay, let me do one more call for Alpha through Zulu. Any stations wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
Turned it on just in time. Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4RO, Denver, Rich and Greenville. No traffic, no roundup. We need to check.
Get Mr. Richard in Greenville. K4ROW. Appreciate you checking in with us, Richard, on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we'll do one more call for any stations, Alpha through Zulu. This is KO4NUE or Net Control.
4NUE. Thank you for bringing us all together here tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in. I have some little rag chew with you. And we have no traffic. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. And he brings along his wife, KC4MFK. And Larry, I'm glad you want rag chew because I'm beginning to believe nobody wants rag chew with me. So I'm glad you saved me. So, all right. Well, let me do one more call for Alpha through Zulu. And I got you down for comments, Larry. I'll be right back to you. Last call for Alpha through Zulu. Any stations, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November. K4VKN, this is Alan in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Recognize Mr. Allen down in Piedmont, K4VKN. Appreciate you dropping by with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, as long as I'm getting them, I'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or net control. Unheard. Larry, I'll be right back to you. So this is KO4NUE, now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each of you, for checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rags, you may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it's been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now begin the RAG 2 portion, beginning with KK4JBQ. And Larry, I'll stop you in between comments and check for any more check-ins or comments, but you first on the stump, Mr. Larry. Let's go.
NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, Chad, you know, there's a thing that happens here. Most all net controllers are, if they have no rag chews, they get a little concerned because there is a second shift, a second bunch of people who, for one reason or another, will wait until later in the hour between 9 and 10 to come on and check in with you. So we're going to up the numbers tonight, whatever you got right now, by taking a little time here and talking about our day, I suppose. So I'll let you go first. Tell us about your day, KK4JBQ.
So my day was started early this morning. We have two Bobcats, and both of them are broken. And one of them belongs to a customer, and the other one belongs to my dad. So I got notified real quick this morning that my dad has priority. So I spent most of the morning running down parts for dad's machine, and went up to the Landrum property and repaired it, and came back here, and then went up to the club up in Tron, the Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club up there, and talked with the president up there for a couple of hours. But very interesting day. And Larry, we've got two dogs in the house. One's pretty big. He's 92 pounds, and the other one's, I don't know, she's probably 10, 12, 13 pounds. And they both have their own little beds. Well, both, they have their own beds. KC has a really big bed, and Pixie has the little tiny bed. And for some reason, they will not lay on their beds. Pixie wants to get on the big bed, and KC gets on the little bed, or tries to. And you should see that big old dog try to curl up in that 18-inch circle. I mean, it's hilarious. I don't know why they get the beds mixed up like that, but me and Anna just sit back and watch and just try to figure out what's going on in their minds, and we just, it's hilarious. We just cannot do it.
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. It is a puzzle, and I have animals in, around the house too. We have three indoors, and we have seven or eight outdoors. I just can't watch animals searching forever for a bite of food. So for years now, we've been putting out a little food at night, some in the morning, and it's my way of looking after things, you might say. But they don't talk to me. None of them do. And occasionally I'll get a knowing look or some action that lets me know they understand what I would like them to do. But there is no ordering cats. There is no leading cats. There is no herding cats. Of course, you've heard that. And, you know, I long for a dog, but that's just not going to happen here. They're a different companion than a cat. All except one. I knew a cat, this is a little homage to him, who an outdoor cat, but he was in and out. He came in the house, made himself to home. He was comfortable in here until he was not, and he went to the door and reached up for the doorknob, so I'd let him out. One day he didn't come back, and he was lost. He's in cat heaven now, I suppose. I picked up his little body and gave him a proper burial. Hit by a car, I imagine. Although he didn't have any injuries, I could tell. But anyway, that was one exceptional cat creature. You might say that he seemed like he knew what things were about. One day we thought one of our indoor cats had gotten out. We went all over this complex, all over, like three different times, because, you know, you can miss them. And he went with me every step of the way. Not like a cat might do, only concerned with, you know, what concerns cats. No, he was interested in knowing what was going on and helping if he could. It's like he knew what was going on. He fascinated me. Well, okay. It sounded like your day was, you know, started with mechanical repairs. Gee, it was great to hear that your dad's, since it had to take priority, you know, your dad's was not as complicated, as lengthy a repair as the other Bobcat. And, well, you dispatched that right away. That's great to hear. Well, on the home front here, I spent a large part of the morning looking for one thing. We've talked about this before. Since everything doesn't have its own place, it can get mislaid. And since a lot of the things that I would keep handy wind up on the kitchen table, every once in a while, I have to clear that table. Once in a while, Donna lets me know that I must clear that table. So all this stuff goes into a box, you know, just scraped off into a box, and it goes on a stack of boxes. I don't know quite how to solve this problem. We live in a place too small for the things I'd like to do. That's just the way of it, I suppose. Anyhow, back to you, Chad. KK4JBQ.
So, I think that you and I may have a lot in common, because right now on our kitchen table is an oscilloscope from the land of Woz, a power supply from the land of Woz, a roll of RG8X Mini, and various and assorted electrical parts. And I cooked supper tonight, which we had spaghetti and garlic bread for supper. And my wife grabbed the plates to put them on the table, and she just has this dumbfounded look when she walks up to the table sometimes and sees, you know, all of my stuff on the table, and she'll just lay it on top of the oscilloscope or put it on top of the roller cable as a joke, just to let me know, hey, you know, you kind of need to do something with this stuff, because, you know, we can't even sit down at the table. But and as far as Larry, all I can tell you, as far as not being able to find things, Anna and I call that somewhere. We put things here or there and then can't find them. And we just get so angry because, we, you know, it's just like, well, I just saw that thing 2 days ago
and we just cannot remember where we saw it. So we've got a little saying in our house: when somebody opens a drawer and they find something that we were looking for 3 days ago, we holler at the top of our lungs, "Hey, I found somewhere!" And it's just funny how we just lay things around and can't find them. And I get extremely frustrated. You can imagine trying to do that in a machine shop with all the little bitty cutters and all the little bitty instruments that, you know, it's just like, sometimes it's, doggone it, where did I put this thing? And I'll spend 20 minutes looking for it, and usually I don't find it till 3 or 4 days later. And, yeah, so I get it. I do, and it's frustrating. But, Larry, let me pause here just for a second. I'll be right back to you and see if I got any more check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Hello, India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel and Taylor's. Hey, Chad, it's great to hear you tonight.
That's good. Let me back up, and let's get Mr. Doug in Greenville, and that's KO4GWR. And Mr. Juan, you win Gary's door prize tonight. You're number 50, WA4KC. Mr. Juan, and I believe you said you were in Greenville, sir?
We're in Greenville, WA4KC.
Mr. Juan in Greenville, WA4KC. Appreciate you checking in with us. And KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel, down at Taylor's. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Daniel?
Good. I was traveling, and I tried to radio in earlier, but I, for some reason, couldn't, I guess, make it to the repeater, so I tried on Echolink, but I couldn't get through on Echolink either. But, no, I'm doing good. Just walked in the door.
Well, it's good to hear from you. I'll give you a holler later on this week. I appreciate you dropping by and checking in with the net. But before I go back to Mr. Larry, are there any more Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net?
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
K4XB, Mr. Tommy. Appreciate you checking in from Greenville, Tommy. Be safe out there. And, okay, well, we'll go back to Larry real quick. Larry, this morning, like I said, Dad came up to the house, and he says, what are you doing today? And here's the first lesson I learned in retirement. Plan your day, or somebody else will plan it for you. And I told Dad, I'm going to work on the Bobcat down in the shop today. No, you're not. You're going to have to get mine fixed first. So just remember that. Plan your day, or somebody will plan it for you. And Dave, if you're in there, W4DJW, I know you just retired, so take it from somebody that's been retired for a couple years. Just don't forget that, because it'll happen real quick. Are you still in there? KK4JBQ, KO4NUE.
Sure, KK4JBQ. I thought maybe if Dave was still listening, he'd want to come back on that. It is true, as you say. Plan your day, or others will do that for you. Well, I don't know. I'm curious about And maybe I shouldn't be, but I'm curious about the meeting that lasted a couple of hours with the club president. Did you speak of high-level things, or was it some project the club is starting up, or what was that about?
About doing some training on some antennas and how to build them and put them together and where to do maybe some testing. And we also talked about information about becoming a VE, what I need to do next to be to take the test to be a VE. And just checked in, just caught up in general, and you know, things like that of that nature. And he's kind of a pleasure to talk to. I like to just pull up a chair and we just talk about whatever, you know. But I like to talk anyway. Sometimes people tell me I talk too much, which I guess I do. And this hobby is perfect for that. So I kind of just fit right in, I guess. But yeah, it was pretty interesting. But I sent you an email too, Larry. Check your email if you get a chance. And I have got a couple of videos on my iPad that I would like to share with you, and I'll give you a call tomorrow and figure out how I can do that. I think I can just share it with you somehow, but I need to walk through that with you. But all right, well, let me pause here and see if there are any more stations that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
KO4NUE. Hey, this is K8HAN, Kilo 8, Hotel Alpha, November. Brian, I'm mobile in Greenville. Checking in, I'm negative and negative.
I'd like to recognize K8HAN, and that's Brian. I talked with you yesterday, I think it was, Mr. Brian, and he told me a nifty little trick on how to remember your call sign, and I picked it right up. So appreciate you sharing that with me. That's difficult for me to process in my brain for some reason. But with your breaking it down for me, I certainly understand. And KO4GWR, that's Mr. Doug in Greenville. I got you down as mobile. Is there anything you'd like to say, Mr. Doug?
I just want to say happy Monday, and I appreciate you running the net. Always do a great job. And 78, hope everyone had a great weekend. And 78 to all. How copy, ever?
Happy Mr. Doug. And 78 to you, sir. Mr. Brian, is there anything you'd like to add?
I concur on a happy Monday. I'm glad it's just about over.
Yeah, me too. I have absolutely shocked at the prices of things now. It's been a while since I've had to purchase any parts, and I've been trying to get hydraulic hoses made for these Bobcats for the past 4 days. And I went to one place, and well, it was four places actually. Three out of the four just told me we just can't get the connections. We've got them on order, and I guess the supply chain is not working properly for cargo ships out in California or something.
but I had two 18-inch hydraulic hoses made today, was $98 for two hoses, and I had to drive to four different places to find anybody that could even do it. So you're right, I'm glad Monday is over, and I'm ready for the next day. So anyway, Brian, appreciate you checking in with us. Okay, Mr. Larry, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
There's a world out there to talk about. Supply chain, yeah, we're going to see more of that, more of it. Everybody knows, at least in your gut, you know, that we should have been making things here rather than let the rest of the world make our goods. But that didn't happen, and it wasn't your decision, and it wasn't my decision. So we'll just have to learn our lesson. It's the only thing I know. And when we do, when everything says made in America or the USA, then this will be different. We'll still have to source materials, perhaps. Yes. But anyway, that's not up to you or me. I do think that it was good to hold this until 10 o'clock. That's 6 minutes till 10, I see. Because it looks like we got 8 more check-ins, and that's wonderful. Chad, you have a really good night. And I hope Walt is, if you're listening out there, you get to bed and get some good rest, gentlemen. You do that. And I'll just wish everybody a good night. Anna, it's nice to know that you're by Chad's side there and listen to all this. Aren't you proud of him? Gee, aren't you proud of him? I know those. For those who may not know, Chad is our most recent extra class operator. He just tested this past Saturday, and we're just so, so proud of him. With that, I'll let you go. KK4, JBQ.
I appreciate the encouragement. I really do. Appreciate the comments. That's really nice, and I appreciate that. But with that, I'll say 7-3s to you, and you have a wonderful night. And I will give you a holler tomorrow on the phone, and we'll catch up. But okay, well let's move on. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu? Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
Control. In and out, KC4YLC, Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie. This is David in Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. 4DOS.
Hi, Gary. Let me get Mr. David in Whitmire, KC4YLC. Appreciate you checking in with us. And always nice to hear you drop by. And you be safe, and we'll check eight. Let me start over. Be safe. 7-3s to you, sir. And KI4DOS. Go ahead, Mr. Gary.
UE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. We've made it back to the house here safely. Thought I'd come in here and see if you were still on, and you were, so I thought I'd rag you with you for just a moment. Don't know if you pulled up the FCC website, but you are official. It's on the FCC website as of today's date. Congratulations on that. I knew you could do it, and as like Larry said, I'm proud of you. No, I wanted to comment on that that picture you sent that your son got the other day. I tell you what, that looked like a nice book.
It was. He decided to slip in there, and I don't know what it weighed, but I mean he was tickled to death with it, and he was pretty. I mean he was just beautiful.
but he did comment that there were two of the four points that were possibly a 5 point, he couldn't tell, that were on the other side of the property. And I sent you some pictures there on the game cam. They're just a lot of them up there. And it's nice to see that they're that healthy. I got an advisory notice the other day from DNR through email. I have a predation permit, a depredation permit to trap beavers on the property and muskrats because they're tearing my pond up. They've just about destroyed my dam. And I'm trying to get them under control so I don't lose the pond. But I got a notification through them the other day talking about CWD, which is it's a wasting disease. I'm not sure what the C stands for, but it's a disease that's been introduced from the Midwest. And they think the way that it's got here is that hunters will purchase urine to put over their stand to attract a buck. And they think that the CWD disease has got into this region by contaminated deer from the Midwest. So they've put things in place in the market to where it's going to be illegal to purchase real urine for a scent marker to go over your stand. You have to purchase a synthetic type of scent to try to keep the disease under control. But they also want you to report any issues immediately that you see on the animals. And I keep a pretty close tab on them with the deer cameras. And I've got one doe up there that is her back. She's got a scar, three scars that run all the way down her left side, probably about 15 to 20 inches long. It looks like bear scar, Gary. I don't think that would be possible. It could be an automobile accident or something, but it's clearly defined, three heavy scratch marks going down her back. Now, they're healed, Frank. It's an older wound, but I just wonder if that could be a bear. I don't know.
Gotten that email, but there are several different diseases that the deer have, not in this area, have. They're trying to keep it out as best they can. One disease affects their brain, and you know they get to where they don't know which way they're going, and they walk in circles and all kind of crazy things like that. But they said that. They're trying to keep that out by hunters that go out of state and you know, to go to other states and hunt, especially out to the Midwest or out towards the West, where this stuff has happened. They want them to bring the hides and the heads back, and they said they think that's part of the way that spread. I'm not familiar with that, what you're talking about at CDC, or it might be the same thing. Don't know. But, gosh, a deer with three scratches on it, or claw marks or whatever, You know, we do have some big cats in this area. It could be a cat doing that, or it could be a bear. Bears can move pretty quick, and deer could have startled the bear or whatnot. Normally, the black bears don't do that too much, but I've been told the grizzly bears do pretty much, but the black bears don't normally do that, and that's mainly what we have around here, so it may be a big cat. I've heard, I haven't seen it myself, but I've heard that there's some panthers and some mountain lions in this area. But there again, you're not going to see them unless they want you to see them.